It's a contentious debate right now. Of course, they're 10 days away from the probably the most significant poll since the dawn of democracy. Now, the world-renowned news magazine The Economist has backed Cyril Ramaphosa for the South African presidency after next week's elections. We're joined now by foreign editor at The Economist from London, Robert Guest. A very good morning to you. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Good morning, Bongani. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. Listen, I mean, it's a controversial point of view, and a number of commentators, would agree with you here in South Africa. But it's faced some criticism because a lot of people are saying at the very heart of all that's gone wrong with South Africa since 1994 is the ANC. Many of the people implicated in that wrongdoing are on the ANC's election list, which means they'll still be there after this election. So why back the ANC?
Yes, well, it was a very difficult decision because, as you say, I mean, the ANC has been in charge for all the time since liberation, and so they are pretty much responsible for most of the problems that South Africa currently faces. But the way we looked at it is you could say, okay, let's back the Democratic Alliance. They have sort of, probably better policies for the South African economy. But realistically, there's no chance that they're going to win at the national level. So the question is, what's going on within the ANC? And the ANC isn't completely monolithic. I think as the special report that we published this week, very long, in-depth report by our correspondent in South Africa, John McDermott, shows, although corruption has always been around, it was dramatically worse under President Jacob Zuma. And you can see the effect that the Zuma presidency had on South Africa. I mean, one figure that springs out is that if you compare the trajectory South Africa was on before Zuma took over and with what happened after he did take over, he probably cost the country 1 million jobs. It was, very definitely the faction led by him and the enabling of corruption under him that's responsible for most of the mess that the country's in. So the question is, how do you get a better ANC? And it seems to us that a vote for the ANC in this election means that you give a boost to Cyril Ramaphosa, the current leader of the ANC, and we think that he is genuinely trying to clean things up. He hasn't remotely sort of finished that job yet, but a boost for him is probably the least bad plausible outcome that you're going to get.
The difficulty with all of that, I mean, we know these problems quite well. Even former President Thabo Mbeki has spoken out against the last 10 years, or at least the time directly after he left, raising a number of concerns, including, of course, the land question, which he says that the ANC has made a significant departure in terms of its traditional policy, in terms of, being non-racist, and says basically what that suggests could be interpreted as saying that, South Africa's for all who live in it, except for the whites. I mean, that's certainly something that's incredibly strong to come out of Thabo Mbeki's lips.
Yes. I mean, look, the land expropriation without compensation policy is a very worrying one. The question then is, I mean, the ideal is that you would have a land reform policy that try to promote and extend property rights rather than overruling them. I suspect that Cyril Ramaphosa is not hugely in favor of this policy, and you may see that he slow walks it or waters it down. But, I mean, obviously, if the party were to pursue it with the same kind of vigor and disregard for the law that you saw in Zimbabwe, that would be disastrous. But I don't think that's very likely.
So one of the things you say in your piece is that the world, in a way, pays less attention to South Africa than it did certainly under Thabo Mbeki and Nelson Mandela. Does this election matter at all to the outside world?
I think, yes, it does matter a great deal. I think that although, obviously the world doesn't pay as much attention as it did in the days when apartheid was coming to an end, nonetheless, South Africa is the most sophisticated economy in Africa. By some measures, it's still the largest economy in Africa. It's an example, to the world's fastest growing continent in terms of population size. So what happens there does matter. And I think people have taken on board that, the Zuma years were a disaster, and that if South Africa can recover from that, that's great for the whole continent, and if it can't, then that's a huge problem. So people are paying attention to the question of, you know, is Ramaphosa putting the right people in charge of, you know, the prosecution authority, the police, the tax, the finance ministry? And, you know, in a lot of ways he is. The number of people, the room for maneuver he has is clearly limited. You know, there are a lot of people within the party who would like him to fail, who would like to go back to the Zuma years of free-for-all and theft, and possibly those who would like a much bigger lurch to the left. We've thought on the balance of probabilities that a solid majority would make it easier for him to face down the mafia within his own party and prevail.
The mafia within his own party. We'll leave it there with the foreign editor of The Economist, Robert Guest, on the line from London. Do you agree with that view? Do you think that's the best chance South Africa has? Strengthen the hand of Cyril Ramaphosa, or will it, as Helen Ziller argues, lead us a little bit further down the point of no return?